We've also placed a call to David Cracknell of the Sunday Times of London, who's just finished preparing his paper's edition for tomorrow morning. He's going to talk to us about the political effect of this weekend's announcement. And, Mr. Cracknell, this announcement was made at a time when politicians, at least in the United States, normally drop bad news on a Friday evening. Why was that?
Well, it is interesting, and in fact, that's exactly the same over here. And the Downing Street foreign policy advisers were actually planning to have their Christmas lunch yesterday, so this is how much of a surprise it was to everyone. Only a few people were kept in the loop. But the explanation I can find for this is that they have been doing this deal for 9 months, they've been negotiating, and as one person said to me, we can't do deals on the basis of newspaper or a broadcast headlines or schedules, you know, you just have to do a deal when you can, and it turned out that this is when they could do the deal, on the Friday, and that's how it happened. But it actually, for Tony Blair, it was quite useful because he managed to get it on the flagship 10 o'clock news on Friday evening here, and he went live into the programme. It looked quite good from his point of view. It's been a good week.
Well, how important is an announcement like this to Tony Blair?
Oh, I mean, very, very important. I mean, the thing about Iraq and not finding weapons of mass destruction, having even found Saddam earlier this week, it's plagued Tony Blair for several months, and I'm sure you've heard about this inquiry we've had about the death of one of our scientists and, mm-hmm. and all that kind of thing. So for Libya to come forward and say, we actually want to rejoin the international community, it's been a tremendous boost for Tony Blair in a week when we've captured Saddam as well. It's been very good for him. It's going to be a good Christmas, I think.
Can I just ask how important Libya is to Britain, both strategically and economically?
That's a difficult one because we haven't had any ties with them at all for so many decades, you know. I mean, even though officially the spin, if you like, is that these talks only started 9 months ago, another thing we're reporting tomorrow is that actually it was almost twice as long ago that one of our British ministers in August 2002, long before the war on Iraq, went to see Gaddafi on his request. It was his initiative, and he basically said that, you know, he wanted to find out if the Allies were serious about disarming Saddam, which obviously we said at the time we were and has proved to be the case. I think it's just important domestically for both the President and the Prime Minister to have something concrete to say, here was a terrorist state and this is a model example. We've disarmed Saddam Hussein and we've taken him out. This is a message to you know, Iran and North Korea that if you come to us and you make an offer, then you know you will be rewarded.
David Cracknell is the political editor of the Sunday Times of London. Mr. Cracknell, thanks very much.
Thank you.